Welcome to Pastor Pierre's teaching.
I will be talking about dominion. What is dominion? Dominion is the coming together of someone having power and authority. In Genesis, we've taken our reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And it said, and God blessed them. I want you to mark the first line. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over. Then if you read down, you see he has dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the earth and over everything that moveth upon the earth. Now I want you to note something there. When God blessed them, he said they should be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Now you cannot be fruitful, you cannot multiply, and you cannot replenish the earth if you don't subdue. How do you subdue? You need dominion to subdue. To subdue the environment, to subdue the enemy, to subdue those situations around you. God did not say you should beg. God said you should plead. God did not say you should go and plead with your enemy. He said you should do what? Subdue it. So here on earth, you are here, you are created here to subdue the earth. And you are to subdue it with what? With dominion. Dominion is the totality of authority. You exercising your authority, your God-given authority, that is what dominion. So, for you to excel this year, for you to advance forward, for you to enter into that next level, you need to do what? To begin to demonstrate what? Your dominion, your God-given dominion. You begin to know the areas by which you need to do what? To express your dominion. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 1, and when Jesus called his disciples, in Luke chapter 9 verse 1, and then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Now, when Jesus called them together, Jesus did not give them money. Jesus did not give them connection. Jesus did not give them Bible. Jesus did not give them clothes. Jesus did not give them car. Jesus did not give them house. Jesus did not give them shoes, good shoes, jewelry. What Jesus gave them is what? Power and authority. This is to show you that whatever you need in life, you need dominion to access it. Jesus gave them power and authority, and when they went out to preach, they began to heal the sick, according to verse 2, verse 3, and verse 4. And they returned happy, and they began to testify. They came back with testimonies, and they said what? That they shook the city. The city was what? Shook. The city was vibrating. They began to see miracles happening around them. Why? Because they are what? Walking under what? Authority and power. That is why in Matthew chapter 16 verse 19, and Jesus said, I have given you the keys of the kingdom. Kingdom is a place of authority. When you hear kingdom, you hear authority. When you hear kingdom, you hear where power is being exercised to the letter. Now Jesus said, I have given you the keys of the kingdom. What is the meaning of the keys to that kingdom? Kingdom represents authority and power, and Jesus is giving us the key. Now, key is dominion. For you to enter your house, your residence, or your apartment, you have to use your key to unlock the door, to unlock the gate, and you enter into your environment. Now, without the king, you cannot enter. Now, if it is a child of 5, 10, or 15 years, you are older than that person that is old, that is having the key. Without that person being present there to hand over the key to you, you can't enter. Why? Because at that present time, the person holding this key is the person that have dominion over the house. So Jesus gave us the key over the kingdom of the earth, over the kingdom of the heaven. That's why in Matthew chapter 18 verse 18, and it says, whatever you allow on earth shall be allowed in heaven. Whatever you disallow on earth shall be disallowed in heaven. That is an easy read translation. And if you read it in King James, it said, whatever you ban on earth shall be began to take place. Even casting out devils began to take place. Why? Because there is an authority over their life. I pray for you this morning. I release an authority. Authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. I release power upon your life, upon your family. I declare in the name of Jesus, every situation that is working against you, that are rampaging your life, in the name of Jesus, by the authority and power and the totality of dominion, in the name of Jesus, I declare all of them subdued. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that the authority of God is evident in your life now, in the name of Jesus, by the dominion mandate, in the name of Jesus, begin to move higher, begin to stay ahead of your enemy, begin to control every activities of the enemy over your territory, over your life, over your business, over your working place, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, when Jesus was still on earth, in Matthew chapter 8 verse 9, a man came to Jesus, a man who is a soldier. I would like him to be a general or a captain. For in that Matthew chapter 8 verse 9, he says, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Now, when this man was speaking, Jesus was listening to him. Now, he first of all make an introduction that he's a man under authority. In every situation, you first of all address yourself as a man under authority. Tell the devil that you're a man under the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ has given you the dominion. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, he said, you now have dominion, subdue the earth. Subdue the earth is to subdue your environment, subdue the devil, subdue your enemies, subdue in your place of business, subdue in your place of work, subdue in your village, subdue in the town, subdue in where you are living. Wherever you find yourself, you are meant to do what? To subdue. That is why if you see a military man, wherever he is, once he stands, he begins to speak under authority. He commands. This man said, I command. So, as a man under authority, as a man with a dominion, with dominion on his life, you don't need to beg. All you need is to demand. A man under dominion demands. A man under dominion commands. So all you need is to do what? Command. If it is money, you need command that money to come. If it is house, you need command that house to come. If it is car, you need command that car to come. If you are looking for a wife, command that wife to show up. If you are looking for a husband, all you need is to command that husband to show up in your place of prayer. All you need is to speak with boldness. When you speak with boldness and you begin to see the manifestation of it, you don't need to begin to beg and to begin to plead. No, in the place of kingdom, in the place of kingdom, you need to do what? To speak in command, to speak in authority. You don't, the kingdom does not respond to people that plead. The kingdom does not respond to people, does not give out their resources or their wealth or their riches or their prosperity or open a door for people when you don't command. You command, you speak. Bible says, speak and it shall come to pass. So all you need is just to open your mouth under dominion and speak out. All you need is just to open your mouth and command those things and it comes to existence. When you speak, it begins to come to pass. Remember Jesus, when he came on earth, Jesus only speaks. Jesus does not stress himself. All you say, you demon in this person, come out. And that demon do what? We come out. When Jesus said, we will say to blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for a blind person? He said, I want to see. He said, now begin to see. So Jesus was expressing the dominion. There is a dominion, there is authority that lies in your mouth. When you speak it, it comes to pass. That in Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, he says, ask and you shall receive him. Verse 8, he said, for surely he that asketh, he receiveth. So you ask under authority. You don't ask as a beggar. You don't ask as safe. You don't have hope. You don't ask as a hopeless person. You stand under dominion and you command, you address him, you command. This man said to Jesus, I am a man under authority. I say this one, go, and he goeth. That is the same thing applicable to you as a child of God. That is applicable to you that has the dominion of God in your life. All you need is to do what? To command. You say, come, and this will come to into existence. You call those things, those good things into existence. You call those future into existence. Those things that you need to begin to happen in your life, you call into existence. Even the sickness in your life, you command it to leave. There is a sister I was talking to that was having some health challenges. So when he came to me and he said, man of God, pray for me. When I look at him, I beg your pardon, and I want to place my hand on him. The Holy Spirit said, speak to her. Let her know and understand her place in Christ. The dominion that is upon her life, the authority that God has given to her. And I said to her that God has given us power and authority to cure all diseases and to cast out all devils, according to Luke chapter 9, verse 1, we have read. Now, when I begin to speak to her, and I ask her, have you make out time to speak over that health challenge? She said, no. And that is where the Holy Spirit is driving us. And I said to her, at this moment, stand and address that sickness in your body. And she knelt down on the altar and she began to address those issues upon her life. She was addressing it with boldness. She was addressing it with all seriousness. She was speaking from the bottom of her heart. She was very bold and she was speaking under dominion. And after speaking, for she prayed for like 30 minutes and she went to sit down, and I was attending to other people. In the next 1 hour, she stood up and said she can't feel those pains around her stomach. All those pains that are around her stomach that have been ravaging her life, that removed peace. That peace has disappeared in her life. There's no comfort in her life. That now she is made whole. Wow. I said, you can see that you don't need a pastor in midnight. Before, some of you, we always call your pastor in the midnight to pray for you. But when you know your right, when you know you have a dominion, the dominion of God upon your life, you don't need a pastor to pray for you. All you need is to do what? To exercise your dominion, exercise your kingdom right, exercise authority, exercise power. The power God has given to you, I pray for you today. I release power, I release authority, I release dominion upon your life. Receive dominion to overcome in your business. This year you are moving with dominion. Whatever you demand, whatever you speak under dominion shall come into existence. For in Jesus' precious mighty name we pray. God bless you and remember us in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. Join us again.